What's up, everybody? Master of None, the after show. You know how much I love this show. Netflix is doing it, though. They've got, I know Sense8 got canceled, but that's a great show. Dear White People, that's a great show. I haven't started watching A Girl Boss. I mean, there's a lot of really good things on Netflix, but Master of None, Aziz Ansari, this show is so good. Let's talk about it. Boom.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Oh,
we got some
mic. Oh, yeah, nice.
Come on, Deb. I feel like this needs to be the theme song every time. What does she do? Then she starts...
Ma vedo mille, mille, mille lucciole venirmi contro insieme, insieme a te. Guarda come dondolo, guarda come dondolo.
I love how you don't have to have too much rhythm. I love it.
Con le gambe d'angolo.
Oh my gosh, thank you very, very much. That was so fun. Master of None. Hey, everybody. My name is Randomly Ronnie Jr. You can find me at social media at RandomlyRJ. Sitting next to a very great panel, including...
I'm Paige Bach, and I'm at Paige Kelly Bach on all social media.
Hey, you can find me at Rick Hong, RickHong on all social media.
Hi, and I'm Sahai. You can find me at Say Hi, Sahai.
Oh, man. Okay, that song is great. Let's talk about episode number 9, the darn full-length movie, practically.
This was
the only episode that was almost an hour long. You saw that?
Yeah.
These last two episodes took so much from me. I mean, I felt like the rest of the season fed me, and then these two, I was like, oh, when I finished.
Because they kind of moved slowly. They didn't have a very fast pace. But it was also kind of like slowly ripping your heart out because you had to watch.
So much happened in
so
that.
So much happened.
That's why I, like, at the end was like, wait, this... And then I went back and looked. I'm like, oh, it's not the typical 30. So it's fantastic.
But you know what else? I think the other reason that it felt that way is because it wasn't like one of those dramatic love sort of things. It just built so slowly and then like came down so slowly that you kind of were in it every moment. It wasn't like explosive fighting.
It was kind of awkward like Deb is with his relationships. Like,
it was very realistic.
You know, you never know what's going on. He never knows what's going on, right. Where he stands. Mm-hmm. And he went through all of this to just get to this one point. But... I guess he made it in the end.
Things start off good because at this point, BFF, the TV show, is a good idea. So they're doing the promo. Chef Jeff feels like such a good friend because he lends his, be careful, I don't want you with Francesca.
Right.
Dev, I think, proceeds to say, well, she's engaged. It's not like that.
Yeah.
And they, Dev and Francesca, begin their little BFF moment themselves.
Oh, yes. Dev was initially living in the land of denial. You know, he didn't want to... recognize that Francesca and this thing was budding, but then slowly, you know, he had to come to terms with it.
I mean, the tough part is that because he knows the reality of she does not live, you know, she doesn't even live in the United States.
Right.
She lives in another country, and then all of a sudden, there's another, you know, there's a boyfriend of 10 years.
Right.
You know, that's when you're like, you can't be really delusional to be, no, she wants me.
But also, I just felt like she was giving him mixed signals.
Yeah.
You know, like she was, at one moment, she was like, no, but then, yeah. So she was like, there was this push and pull, which is difficult because it's like the person is playing mind games with you.
Can we go down the line on how it even got there?
Because let's go down the line. It was
a push and pull, but it also... In the nature of this show, it sort of just happens. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, it hits you. Whether they should be spending this much time together, maybe they shouldn't, but they do. They have this enchanting little experience at the Walgreens or Duane Reade.
Oh, yes, when she becomes obsessed with it. I mean,
I love it.
I know. It reminds me when, like, people come from another country, like when, like, relatives come from, like, an island or someplace, and they're seeing all these new things that they may not have in their home country, and that's what it reminded me of. Because also, you think it's Italy. They have, you know, it's a big cosmopolitan city, but you realize she's a small-town girl, really. That's when you see that, when she's, like, in love with the drugstore.
Well, like, even I came from the CBD of South Africa, mm-hmm. and still the amount of choices, just the variety of products that you guys have, just brands, is overwhelming. Like today I stood in the woman at CVS knows me because I stand in front of like the body lotion section and I'm like there's just so much. It's got like a whole aisle almost.
Yeah, definitely. I love that.
I when I watched like her, Francesca, being the, you know, the romantic interest, I kind of thought, oh, I don't, like, we're going to get a new story. I was like, oh, I don't know if we're going to get a comic portion like we did with Rachel. Mm-hmm. But in that scene, we certainly did.
Definitely.
I love the way she said, oh, there's this kind of diarrhea medicine and this kind of diarrhea medicine. And, oh my God, you could eat chocolate and get rid of the diarrhea. Which shows how absurd our products are.
Yeah,
really.
Definitely.
So that, to me, was really cute. Then they go into a tapas date, even though they don't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
That happened.
And that's the thing. It's like, okay, girl, now you know what you're doing here. Like,
she
I feel like she knew what she was doing, but it's...
She wasn't naive at all,
she
though?
She was... No! Francesca, mm-mm. She's a smart woman, and I'm not saying she did it to be malicious. I think she was torn. I mean, here it is, Pino, who is her fiancé at this point, can't even spend time with her because of his job. And this is what she has to have that in the back of her mind. Like, this would be my life when we're together. And here it is, Dev, who also has a flourishing mm-hmm. job at this time. You know, he's able to make time for her. And,
yes.
You know, as women, we, and anyone in a relationship, you recognize the people that make the time.
It's
for
always,
you.
It doesn't matter how busy you are. If you really want to see each other, you will make it work.
Exactly. And that's what he did.
Yes. It was going awry early on.
Mm-hmm.
I will say though, it took me a while to figure out if she was into it. It took me a while.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I was also like, is it? Because I know that Italian sort of personalities are more like loving and just affectionate.
Flirtatious.
And a lot of the time, especially in boy-girl relationships, girls are just like that when they get close with you, because girls tend to be like cuddlier and more lovey, and you know, it's very easy to get confused. So it took me a long time, because I knew Dev was into it, but it took me a long time to figure out whether she was into it.
She would give him these longing looks. It was the looks that I was like, okay, this is not just her being flirtatious and fun.
Yeah, we call those cock teases.
Ooh.
Oh, that, wash your mouth out with soap, brother.
Hey, because I'm always on the back half of that. I'm always the guy that was like getting denied, and I was like, man, so
you're like, I know that look.
Do you guys know where I feel like she's, because I asked you if you thought she was naive, and you guys kind of think no. Mm-hmm. I think when they have the scenes of in Washington Square Park, and they were making all these like absurd jokes, to me that's when I'm like, no, she doesn't know that she's leading him on. Like,
yeah, I definitely had those moments. I don't know which moments she chose to be flirtatious moments and which moments just...
Well, I can tell you what I thought was inappropriate. Even though it was so early in their relationship, this is what I wasn't for, the cock tease. This was the cock tease moment when she texted back exactly what
the pillow.
Yeah, because you're literally talking to Dev about Priya, who that's a romantic thing, mm-hmm. and you say, oh, I wish I was your pillow.
That's what I'm saying. That's what she was doing.
True. But she does a good job at keeping us like... No, she's Italian culture. She's being naive mm-hmm. as a woman mm-hmm. who's never been out of her location.
Well, she's engaged, and they've spent so much time together that you're like, surely they've kind of established.
But it's also flattering when you know someone likes you, and I think...
Oh, it feeds your ego.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why social media exists.
So you, therefore, sometimes, you know, you test the water. It's kind of like you're giving the person what they want, because, of course, they don't want you to be mean to them. So you're like, mm-hmm. okay, let me throw you a little bone, see, make you feel good. Let me, you know, make you feel nice. But then, you know, we were waiting to see if she was going to choose Pino, and we saw what
happened. I mean, I will say, like, the kissy face thing with the heart, I get that from the ladies all the time, and they know I have a girlfriend, so that conversation that him and Arnold have about, oh, she gave me the kissy face with the heart, that's bullshit.
But I thought
they were reaching.
But no, the fact that they got so excited about it, because I know as a girl,
she gave you the kissy face.
I mean, sometimes as a woman, sometimes you're like, wait a minute, what you trying to say with the kissy face? I mean, the kissy face can mean a lot of different things. That's why.
Yeah, emojis are hard to read.
That's what I'm saying.
I still don't even know what they mean, half of them.
I mean,
when an emoji is like smiling or crying, does that mean they don't like you or they do like you?
Or they're crying with laughter.
Well, you know that one's poop, right? It's not ice cream.
It's poop. Yeah. I know of the eggplant. The eggplant.
I don't think I used them correctly. I'm just going to put that out there.
Go ahead. I forgot her name.
See, Ronnie's stuttering and stammering over that eggplant, but we all know what that means.
Stop it, girl. You're terrible. What I loved about the episode, though, is that when we're watching it, we're like, wait, what's happening? So you need an Arnold and Dev moment, and we have these awesome... hold on, Arnold just took a Lunesta, but I could talk to you for a little bit.
Why was Arnold... He looked so big in that dang small bed. He looks...
Well, you guys said he's really that tall.
His whole apartment is so tiny for him. I love it. Like,
whose apartment do you guys like better, Dev's or his?
Okay.
Is his a basement?
Artistically, I like Arnold's. I think it's a work of art to create something that just weird.
That speaks to your personality like that, yeah.
But I didn't realize it was the first...
Dev's I would live in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
No, I like the chef's apartment, dude. grand piano in the living room, dude. Yeah.
I mean, that's Cheap John Legend, too.
So, yeah, we have them kind of talking and then the Pino party. So they decide to go to the party and have those text messages or whatever.
But that's shady right there. You went to your man and you over here texting Dev. Shady.
Yeah,
okay.
But I still felt like that was being rude by, like, just... You know,
talking about work. You know how that is. You're supposed... Like, I remember reading a book that said Russell Simmons used to take his ex-wife, Kimora, to business meetings with him because her presence would help close the deal. So I think sometimes men think,
you
know...
Oh, yeah, I used to watch that show.
You know? So men sometimes think, I'm going to bring my wife or my girlfriend and she's going to help, you know, the atmosphere and bring that feminine energy. So maybe he thought that's what was going to happen.
But it seems like he didn't think that through.
Well, also, I do think that he is... She's a very good friend of his. Like, he spent a lot of time with her, especially when he was running away from something and trying to figure himself out. I think he does enjoy the friendship as much as he's interested in her. I think that they do have a very good friendship, and he it was like inviting his best friend.
But at the
Arnold
same time,
and her.
At this point in their relationship, it was like you go because it was like pouring salt in the wound. Like he was killing himself, like stabbing himself.
I feel like that, Dev. I feel like that would have been. I think that would have been the That was the one portion, the Pino party, and they were, you know, talking about the brick or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the one portion I was like, you know what? I think they're both in the wrong equally at that point. Because now you can't play she's being naive, and now you can't play he, like, should have put a muzzle on it. Even though he talked to his best friend, he should have said, you know what? What am I going
to
fall in love with?
That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see Deb man up and be like, yo, girl. This is too much. I can't take this anymore. I'm out. You know, then she would have ran out.
But it also speaks to how we do as people. We go for like a situation we should not.
Right.
We know. And then fools, we talk to our best friend who only tells us exactly what
exactly
we want to
hear.
Right. That scenario. Yep, absolutely.
But sometimes I just want to see Aziz, Dev, like just man up and just like be a little bit more aggressive. But I guess that's just not his personality.
Yeah. We have our first invite of this episode, which is her saying, and I think she said it in a weird way. She was like, oh, you can come to the museum upstate because he can't come. Even that is odd. And I think it got deflected.
That was weird for me.
But she has no friends there, so...
True, but I think it got oh, really? Yeah.
She has no friends there. So it's like, I can either sit
around... But when you're still giving somebody's attention, like, secondary, that starts to feel really weird.
Yeah,
you're giving it and receiving. It. Like someone knows you're wrong.
The second choice.
Honestly, I can see saying that as an accident. It's like but her plan was.
I got frosting on my head.
Poop emoji.
Yeah, exactly.
Her plan was though to go with Pino, and he couldn't make it. So like she phrased it in that way, but she's also English is her second language, so it didn't offend me that much. I was like, oh, that makes sense. But in his mind, and because of where all of our minds were going, it seemed disrespectful.
And then. I thought it kind of got deflected, too, because of the curry joke.
Yes. But I love how he always, like I said, he always, like, lets people know, like, listen, this is offensive and this is why. So he's not just getting upset just to get upset when people say things that are offensive, because it can happen to anyone.
And he has the conversation a lot, which he'll say, I think, with the people that were overweight. He's like, what's the technical, politically correct term? Like, the thing is, we don't know what we're saying half the time.
No.
Sometimes we, from our heart, say what we think is right. And it's okay.
Like, for example, the word female. People say that it's not politically correct to say the word female anymore because it refers to animals, and you should say women. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that's so.
I haven't heard that one. I always thought the one to get away from is like calling them "hey girls," but calling them ladies or women. I always thought you had to like use a more.
Sometimes I want to be a girl. I don't want to be a lady. Just yet.
So if I said "hey girls," you would be okay with
that? Yeah, I'm cool with that.
But the next woman wouldn't though.
It depends. I mean, as long as we're not going into the Bill Maher territory, then we're all good.
Oh, whole different conversation.
See, I can only think of Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood when it comes to the buffet line, what he says, but that's definitely not politically correct.
Don't let me get like Deb on you, Chad.
Nah. And she'll say it too. How gorgeous was that outdoor, upstate? Beautiful?
That was beautiful. I was like, where is that? Have you been?
I don't know.
But I decided that when I was in that area, it was definitely something I was going to do. If I'm ever in New York, that's something I'm doing.
I mean, it was fall in New York, which is also a beautiful and romantic time. And just, I love an artistic date. Oh, and this is their second museum. Like, museums are their thing.
And I meant to mention this to Amy, or ask, not that she knows everything that's going on, of course, but I was going to ask, like, we've seen two seasons of Master of None in the winter feel, and there's such an interesting feel about the winter, but there's also such an interesting feel about the summer. So I almost want the next season to have all the things that are afforded by having a summer feel. Because, you know, you do different things. Like,
definitely.
Any of you are even cozy.
But I guess that, think about it. When it's cold, you want someone to snuggle up to. And that's who she became for him and he became for her. Yeah. And hello, the snowstorm worked in their favor.
People have climate depression.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, it gave them their first sleepover.
And it gave them an opportunity to go to Denny's on demand. I'm just kidding. Because if you want your Hulu subscription, I'm just kidding.
No, the sleepover, there was a lot of line crossing.
Okay. So many.
Wait. Yes, but I even think, here's what I'm not good with. I'm not good with too much romance. Like, that romance at that park.
You thought
like,
it was cheesy?
When she said, no, I don't like it because I feel like that's too misleading. Like, she shouldn't say, and you will be my work of art. Like, that's like my little man is going to get very excited.
Right.
Like, even though we're still cutesy, like, right. She should not be doing that. But
yeah, when she's like over his face, I was like, you're too close.
I will call you my work of
art.
But
you know what it is? I think it's because she knows the power. Like, when someone has a crush on you and you are kind of figuring out if you like them back, you test it out, like I was saying. And she can, it's a power, it's kind of, it's intoxicating.
Yeah, it's still the intention. It's still the attention thing.
Giving her the attention.
Regardless if she has a boyfriend or not, somebody's giving her attention.
And she likes
That's what she likes. That's what she craves, because women do that all the time.
I like the way go ahead.
Not in a bad way. Sometimes it just happens. I mean, I'm just.
No, of course. No, but we all like it, though.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, like the whole kissy face with the heart thing. It doesn't mean anything, because we all like attention. Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, you know, when you have a work wife or a work husband, like it's somebody you're close to, but you know you're never going to cross the line with that person. Mm-hmm. Whereas with these two, the line was crossed many times.
I feel like this was one of the first times, though, he took some real feelings with it. If you guys remember, when he's asking her about the, the engagement, you know, how did he propose or whatever, like, his voice kept cracking. He almost was, like, resentfully rude in a little bit of a way. You know, she didn't really catch it.
Mm-hmm.
But in that walk and talk when they're at the park, like, that was the first smidge where he kind of, like, let her know. Even though he couldn't admit it to himself, his actions were kind of saying...
Yeah.
Oh, like he was kind of, did you guys catch that or did you feel that? He was being real like, oh, so that's all he did?
Like, like I would have done better.
Like, oh, I guess that's a cute way to propose. Like he was really like.
Throwing a little shade on it. But you know what? It's so hard, and I said this before, to find someone that you can do something as simple as go to a museum with and still have fun. Someone who gets your joke. So it's hard to probably let go of that, because here it is, Dev didn't have anyone to share that with for such a long time because he doesn't have like a steady person. And here, Francesca has been like the steady girl in his life for this period.
Yeah, because he left. Because he needed a change and wanted to reset, and then Arnold Oney was reunited with him right near the end of his trip. So,
Arnold's got his own lady friends.
Mm-hmm.
He's not always there for Deb.
Yeah, because those tall websites do it.
Yes.
And sometimes you like being as a guy, you like kind of being like this like Prince Charming, this guy to introduce a woman to a woman to her like a new environment, be like, and this is this. It's the whole like Pretty Woman thing where, you know, he's like, go to Rodeo Drive, and she gets all mad, and then he goes, he's like, we need a lot of sucking up here, and he's like flying her on a jet and showing her like a diamond, you know, diamonds. Like, it's the cheaper Dev version of being Richard Gere and Pretty Woman, just to do that for a woman.
Yeah, I like it. So what did you guys think of this photo shoot with Dev and Chef Jeff, where Dev was going to, you know, was being put in the middle of the sandwich?
So funny.
Hilarious.
So funny.
And that I wanted to ask Amy about that, because I think her department probably worked on
absolutely, made those, yeah. Those
I know, sandwiches. Now that we talked with her, there's so many different
I know, Amy, we need you again.
I'm thinking about the show from a whole different perspective.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It was cute, because it showed the hopefulness of, like, this project that essentially he pitched, so that's
right,
cool.
And I was like, oh my gosh, it really happened. Like, it came to fruition. So
and they're becoming cool. Bros.
Real-life bros, right? Yeah, so.
Well, dinner party and all that, yeah. Dev, here comes another invite. Dev texts her and says it's Italian Cinema Week, and that kind of starts a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she ends up, did she invite herself? She invited herself to his apartment on a cold winter's night.
Okay.
I mean,
where was Pino? Pino, where are you?
She like, was like, come over for pasta and wine.
He's losing his girl. That's where he's at.
Okay, Pino. Like, you need... This is why he's...
Pino has no idea. He's so focused on tiles.
I mean, God. Are tiles that interesting? It's so crazy. But you know what it is? He probably was like, she's not going anywhere. She's been here 10 years. Finally gave her what she wanted. She wanted a ring. She's good.
You know, they were also really smart, though, in the way that they introduced Pino to the show, because all he's ever spoken about is tiles. So you can't feel that bad for him. So and you end up rooting for Dev.
True, but the thing is, Pino's a handsome guy. Pino's mm-hmm. a good-looking guy.
Yeah, but he's not a man of culture. Personality.
Counts. Oh, he's all about style. He's
personality. He's not a man. Yeah, he's not a man of culture.
So Pino may have Dev in the height looks department, but Dev's got Pino in.
Because basically, what you're telling me is that if you saw some like really really good like good looking like sports guy who's always taking the sports bars and drinking beer and talking football, baseball, whatever, that you would be like, okay, yeah.
I mean, the height would get me initially, but then I'm not a sports guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's Pino. Like Pino's talking tiles, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like you actually wouldn't be into that.
Also, yeah.
You'd probably feel like he was selfish, too.
Yeah. I'd just be a little bored. I mean, but if I loved him, I'd fake like I was interested. Just I'm just joking.
But if it was all the time. That's the whole thing. It wouldn't be all the time because you wouldn't mind then.
Stormy night. So we got the stormy night in the apartment. Mm-hmm. That's when everything happens.
This whole night I watched, and there was definitely moments where I was like, I can't. Like, something's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, but, I mean, the whole thing is that no woman, unless she is your woman, wears a button-down shirt with no pants on.
I mean, you skipped right to that, yeah.
Yeah, like, every girl asked for, like, some sort of, like, sweatpants, pajama pants.
So is he in the wrong, too, for giving, like, here's what you're going to wear? Like,
they both knew what they were doing. They were not being slick.
They're all about the buildup.
Exactly.
They're all about the buildup. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a blanket? I'm cold.
But at the same time, when I saw it, I was like, okay, could I go to a guy's house who was my friend, sleep in the bed and not do anything? I mean, I could. If you're tired and you're not attracted to him like that, you don't want to take it there.
Girls could.
I think what you would do if you were in that situation, you would give like your boundary. Like you would. She probably didn't do that as well.
Yeah, she didn't put the pillow in between or like.
But like he said, just dancing with that shirt, like that was all bad. Like that was
like risky business.
That's damn near the sexiest thing she can do. And she's talking about, oh, excuse me, is it Arnold's shirt? Lady, come on. Like,
girl, you knew what you was doing.
But then it also plays on that idea, like, because we hear how naive she is. Like, she keeps bringing it up. Like, when I was 18, he was the only guy I was ever with.
Right.
So, like, we keep trying to be like, come on, girl, get it together.
She's like, come on,
not
Francesca.
Woman, but girl. That's... and then eventually he does get under the covers with her, but not really. I mean,
it's New York. It's cold. You need a little extra body heat, no?
Yeah.
But it's not like he doesn't have other blankets. No. I mean, really?
It's nothing like some body heat, though. I like to rub my feet on the other person.
And the dancing was so cute in that episode. So cute. From our opening song. That was... I was like, oh my God, this is so charming this whole season.
When Dev dances in his little pot belly, it just kills me every time because he's just so adorable. Like he said, he was like, everything I do is adorable, which he's right.
No, he's right.
Does he go to I think he has another brainstorm with Arnold after that, right? Oh yeah, they're walking in the street. Like he's kind of recapping and letting him know what happened. What did Arnold say in that situation? Did he continue to encourage or did he knock it down?
He was proud of the sleepover.
I don't remember, but I just love the fact that Arnold was a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
that big old body moving around. Yeah.
That was incredible.
And that was cool. And then here it is. You were right, Rick, because here it is. Dev's bringing her to this cool people party. And did you see how she acted when that girl talked to him and she got all jealous and wanted to leave?
Yeah. That was the moment when I thought she was into him. That was the moment.
She was giving the Priya answers. Like she was with the, I'm fine. Everything's okay. Right, I like flat water.
Well, but she's also come to the realization of like, crap, I do have feelings for him.
So why did she
go? So now what do I do? Because she didn't want anything bad to happen.
She was jealous.
But she also didn't want anything bad to happen. Because she's starting to feel it. She's like, I know that I like him, but I have, like, and she brings that up, like, later on, but, like, in this particular scene, it's like, and that happens. Sometimes it's like with that scene with Priya, it's like you can have a great night with a girl and be like, oh, my God, hi, and the next time you go out, then it's just all of a sudden there's something just weirder, the girl's acting weird, or you're just not feeling something for whatever reason, and it sucks.
I think it was her feeling a little territorial, like, this is my Dev, nobody else should be talking
to him. No, but she was weird before the other girl even came in there. She walked in there, I'm not
I think that was because she was uncomfortable in an environment, because it was like the cool kids and she's not used to that.
I thought it was her mind sent before she even got there. She had just slept in his bed. So however it works in the morning, and if they're still friendly, like there's a part where she's leaving that, like her physical body is leaving and going back to her place where they're staying. The guilt kicked in, and that's exactly why she treated him
so
weird.
I don't know, maybe behind the scenes, you know, Pino got mad at her and said, like, hey, where were you? Why were you?
I don't know. It seems like he's oblivious with the tiling, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just so upset about the whole thing. I'm just thinking about it again. I'm just like, I don't like it. The club was a hard moment for me. But I'm also sitting here thinking, I still don't know if Francesca likes Dev. Like, I still don't. I left it thinking this the whole time.
Are you thinking this the last episode, or are you referring to this episode?
That scene. Like, even at that point of the scene. I agree.
I've been this way throughout. Like, this episode was the most confusing to me about their relationship. But I think she's so attracted to the things he's showing her in this episode. And she gets excited about different things. It's just... It's weird for me.
She's in her fairy tale.
But you know what? She's his fairy tale. You know what I'm saying? Like, going to Italy was like a dream for him. So she's kind of like his dream girl. And maybe he's allowing her to live in a fantasy as well. So they're both living in this fantasy world that they've created.
I don't think her fantasy has to do with him. And I didn't think that in this episode.
But when she saw him come to Modena, I think people's actions could ignite fire with you. Mm-hmm. So I think when he visited her, there was something that came over her that said, because she probably heard stories from his life, like, oh, my life doesn't have to be what it is, because he took this jump. So, you know, when you see somebody who does something courageous, I think maybe that's something that may have happened.
I think there's something alluring about Dev and their relationship, too, and just the way that his life is so different to hers and the things that he's chasing and the things he's sort of been exposed to. I think it's also appealing. Like,
okay, because you're telling your homies, you got Pino on one side. Oh, this is Pino. He sells tile. And then you have Dev, and you're like, this is Dev. He's an actor on a TV show and lives in New York City.
Yeah, so. And these are all the parties we've been to and all the
things. Yeah, like, she knows what her life is like. After 10 years, she knows exactly what her life is like with Pino, but... With Dev, it's every day something different. Oh, we're going to a museum. Yeah. We're going helicopter ride.
And
we're going John Legend.
Someone with a job, a steady job that still has time to do these things with me. Mm-hmm. It's just it's a different world. Like, there's so much to see and so much to do.
What did you guys think about the scene where you're watching him go for his first kiss with her and then...
With the glass?
With the heart exploding.
Oh, I mean, I felt for him. It was... It made me just, I was like, she's just killing me, my boy. And I didn't like
it. But it was her idea. So first she cold shoulders him the whole time at the club. So he kind of does what he should. I don't think we should kind of hang out. And then she's like, oh, but please, I got to see you. And I got to act on that helicopter ride. She acted like nothing was wrong, you know.
Playing games. Yeah. I just thought it was a lot of mind games.
I also loved the way it came back to the helicopter scene. I was like, oh my God, you Master of None freaks. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah. Wait, so then were you, like, when he was confessing and then she finally said, like, I might kiss you back and blah, 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 these things. Were you like, oh.
No.
Even then you're like, no.
No, because I still feel like I don't know if it's a dev thing. I don't know if it's a dev thing. I didn't get it the whole time. I never felt that like spark and that chemistry. I felt it from him, but I never felt it from her.
So do you think she's more attracted to New York and America?
We talked about
that. I've seen it happen before, though, and that's probably why with friends, where it's like they are friends with a guy for so long and he gives them so much that the people that they've dated hasn't, in terms of like friendship and being available and being there for you to talk to and just being warm and receptive and non-complicated. Mm-hmm. And it turns out the guy likes them, and then they're kind of in this situation where they're like, I've seen friends be like pressured into like trying to pursue it or entertaining an idea to pursue it because they're like, I don't want to get rid of this person, or this person adds so much more to my life. And I think taking that idea, first of all, like their friendship, and then adding the layer on about how his lifestyle is so different and what he could offer potentially as a partner, I think she's just looking at such an eligible partner, and she's like, why am I not into this? And I bet you if they explored it and she did stay, it wouldn't have lasted.
Yeah, it's like
Arnold said that. Arnold was like, that's so much pressure. Like,
to start a relationship with.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we saw, I mean, like him and Rachel. I mean, they started organically. They were in that honeymoon phase, which was awesome.
They started banging, though.
But once you get over the honeymoon phase, then, and I think that's the issue, is that if... Once Dev and Francesca got over the honeymoon phase, then for her, it's like a complete disaster. She's like in a city that she has no family in. She just left her boy fiance now of like 10 years.
She left her grandma. Yeah. She left a little chubby boy.
Mario. Is it Mario?
Mario. Yeah, Mario. I just think he accidentally by showcasing who he was and being so good to her, it opened up her mind to like, oh my gosh, I had been going down this one tunnel and I thought that was the only tunnel I could go down. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to live this life and now I know I have choices. And
so it's fucking with my head.
So she's a very confused person, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
I would see them working out if she went back to Italy, didn't get married to Pino for her own reasons.
Right.
And ended up moving somewhere like New York and studying art like she wanted to do, you know, right, be a creator and that sort of thing. If she found that part of herself and then met Dev at another point in time and they were interested, I would be like,
yeah, okay, because life is timing. That's true. Life is timing. Sometimes, sometimes either you're dating somebody at the time or you're not, or just
somebody needs to grow up or change. It's also horrible to go from one body, one warm body,
10-year relationship,
right into the bed of another. Like, that's, I mean, that's just... I guess people do it, but I feel like your best bet, you know, I don't ever want to date anyone who, like, they literally were with somebody one day ago and now they're with me. Like,
but didn't you say,
I need,
like,
some residual hangout time.
What looks so bad sometimes is, like, the thing that you want the most. Like, you know, we sometimes are drawn like a moth to a flame to the things that we shouldn't do.
Also, I think that you can be in relationships where you know they should end and you're ready to move on. I think she might be in that spot with Pino. I don't know. But I think the country and lifestyle spot is too different for her.
I just want to say one more time that I think Pino's very handsome.
He is
I really
handsome.
Didn't catch that. That's so that? Funny.
Really?
No.
I thought he was really handsome,
thank you,
too.
Thank
really,
you.
Really,
yes,
really.
I don't know.
Boring.
But
boring.
Like, but you're talking about on the physical look. He wasn't ugly, but... But I didn't catch a...
Actually, you probably have a good perspective on this.
The hottest guy on the show.
I know she's
going
to say Chef. I told you, you can watch the TV show Vinyl and you'll see his ding-dong.
Chef Jeff came into a room. There was a scene where Chef Jeff came into the room and he was like, what up? And I was like, that's my boy. Like,
when he entered, I was like, this guy.
Yeah.
Can we real quick, guys, talk about Bueno Note a little bit?
Of course.
You know, good night. And we're really, like, you know, turning the corner. And this episode, I actually stopped. I didn't watch it for a long time because I was so good. I was so emotionally, like you said, with the helicopter that I was like, oh, hell, I'm not watching. I went a whole week without... I binged the whole four other episodes together, but I had to stop and give myself a week because I didn't really want to know what was going to happen. I didn't know if Rachel was going to come back. Right. I was so like,
I finished it at like midnight and I was like, next.
Yeah,
right,
no,
now,
I stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah,
this episode opens up a whole nother can of worms because this BFF thing is, you know, taking off.
Oh, and we saw Miss Raven Simone make her cameo, which I was really, you know.
Well, can we talk about the negative portion in 1 second? Can we start with this Lisa story that's
she's in denial because she's all about Chef Jeff. She's in denial about how he really thinks about women
Chef
and what
Jeff,
he does.
No.
Well, because it was weird. And as Amy
is innocent.
Based on his looks alone. Okay.
She let him on.
Well, a couple things about that. What I liked is that is such a, I mean, I don't want to use the Bill Cosby, you know, storyline, but you
but
know,
you
this
just did.
No, well, but I'm, no, no, I'm because I'm, being, kidding. Cause I'm being, cause I'm being, cause I'm, being, cause I'm, being, cause I'm being, that was bitter. Because I'm being serious, like this rape and is, you know, serious topic and the accusation. I mean, this Master of None never sways away from doing these things really nicely.
Yeah.
And it hit you or hit me like boom. I was like, oh, we've been chilling with Lisa all season. Didn't really know there was going to be a reason Lisa was going to be so important, mm-hmm, other than the fact that she was fine as hell.
Lisa was
something busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was great.
She was. Hottest girl of the season?
Yeah.
Well, the most charming was Sarah. Well, Frances was the hottest, too.
I think the most charming was Condola Rashad's character on the date. I liked her
a lot.
Yeah, but she ended up dissing him, so I kind of like had to throw
subtly,
her.
Subtly, though.
Yeah, but I was, know, you know what? I
but
like
there
the,
was
I
no
like...
reason she had to, like, subtly let him go. What, because we want to be friends? Be friends and lovers. Come on.
Although I don't like her, Francesca was the hottest girl in the season.
No, it was Ramen Maniac.
Who?
Really? No,
I'm just kidding.
the blogger?
No, I had to watch Mortal Kombat twice. They killed Johnny Cage in the first scene.
No, I thought Lisa was definitely something else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was really pretty. But she all of a sudden begins the accusation? No, she doesn't. How does that work out?
She
disappears, I guess, from set.
Right, and then Dev went to
find her,
and then she ends up revealing to him, like, yes, this is...
Because he meets the other guy, and the guy's like, corrects him and says, like, no, dude, I'm this person. I've been with you all season long.
Right.
He's like, oh, yeah, right. And then what happened to...
And
he meets... Who does he meet?
He meets the guy that he did the sickening with last season,
who I
love. Mm-hmm. And while they're exchanging, like, oh, this is what you're working on, this is what I'm working on, he says... Chef Jeff, that's the show I'm doing. And he's like, oh, and gives him that nugget of like, there's something wrong. And I, when I heard that nugget, I was like, oh.
You thought he was being a hater?
Not a hater, but just like precaution is fine.
It made sense though, because he was so alpha. Like, it sounds like something that's very, very alpha would be.
Well, I almost thought, and this is going off what I was saying with rape and accusations and everything that does go on these days, I kind of thought, like, just because he has that personality, he's an easy target, you know? Mm. And I thought they were maybe going to explore that. That's actually my first initial thing. Maybe that's...
No, it's just like Francesca, too good to be true.
Well, when he was saying to Dev in the hallway, like, don't believe this, like, I kind of felt for him a little bit. I was torn, because I was like... Chef Jeff, I love you, but did you really do this?
Chef, I love you.
I didn't know. He was very convincing, and it shows you how in those situations it's kind of like a he said, she said, and it's very hard to determine who's telling the truth.
Right.
That's right. Fuck Clarence Thomas. Okay.
That's from the other episode. Yes, it was weird, and it made his new best friend and business partner kind of like the enemy. I was glad we got to see the agent again. What is homegirl's name from Orange is the New Black? By the way, does anyone watch Orange is the New Black anymore?
It's coming out tomorrow. It comes out midnight tonight.
Oh, no. Really?
Midnight? It drops midnight tonight.
Because I remember, like, that was... That and House of Cards was, like, the first...
House of Cards is so good, too.
I've already finished it.
I'm on episode 3.
I just thought everyone got rid of, like, loving Orange is the New Black.
I still love Orange is the
New Black. I thought when
Honestly,
V died or whatever...
I stopped watching it. I don't remember why, except for... It happens to me. I'll be really into a show. And then if you lose me on, like, 2 episodes, kind of... And then something else pops up that I need to watch for
that was
just some other reason. It's very easy for me to get deterred.
No, I'm invested in these characters.
Now everything's binge-worthy, Netflix and Amazon Prime streaming shows. But at the Orange is the New Black time, that was probably the first one. I guess House of Cards.
House of Cards put Netflix on the map.
Yeah.
And then it was backed up by
Where you
Orange.
Started seeing people online on social media saying, oh, streaming. This is my weekend plan, streaming. You're like, what? Like... That was a new action. We haven't been streaming episodes or series.
Yeah, but when the agent comes back, she's always hilarious. I like seeing her in.
She's a Broadway actress too, right?
I'm not sure.
I think she has a little more chops than just Orange is the New Black. I think she. Well, of what I remember, she has a little more chops than just. Not that this is bad.
Yeah.
But
she
I
is
think,
amazing though.
Yeah, and she I was glad she was back in there because she wanted that Schwimmer money season 1. And she said, "Oh, what'd she say? I'm looking into your soul, but I'm not done looking."
Right. So, yeah.
She's so
and
funny.
And she was like.
I love the Raven live.
Raven was so good. You know, I've had a love hate with her relationship with her.
Why
I loved her as a kid in
I
Cosby Show.
That's So Raven,
and then That's So Raven was hilarious.
That's
but
so
Raven,
Raven
on The View was just annoying, and you know, to me, like I just was like she was doing a little too
much.
I
think she's okay. Here's what I'm gonna say.
But I love Raven, the actress. Like she did great in this role, and it's nice to see her. And That's So Raven is back. So she was smart, and she knew she had to kind of put herself out there and be loud and garner all this attention in order to get her career like to jumpstart again. So more power to you.
Well, but everybody's also feeling nostalgic right now, like Full House reboot,
yeah.
Raven's House reboot,
Gilmore
Boy
Girls.
Meets World. I mean, they're even talking like Lizzie McGuire.
What?
Yeah. Like,
what?
Actually, they're going to remake Lizzie McGuire,
no.
I think is what it is. And no. they're actually going to have Eighth Heaven. No, I'm just kidding.
With Chad Michael Murray. Is he getting a poster?
Not Seventh Heaven. It was One Tree. One Tree Mountain.
No, One Tree Forest.
One Tree Forest. But I thought Raven did good because, yeah, it was almost like an amped version of how she was on The View.
Yeah.
And it was like mixed with a little bit of a Wendy Williams, you know, which I love. Yeah. I love my Wendy. And then that's when all the explosions starts to happen.
I know. And it happened so fast, which was true, like to how things happen. Like in a moment, you could be ready for your guest. And then next thing you know, you were like, please remove yourself from my
show.
Did
you see when Chef Jeff exited, when he got pissed? When he exited, and remember how Amy was saying how they make these shows look so over the top and like, let's just go with it? When he opened the door, when he stormed off, did you guys notice the character in the back was, what is it called when they blur the face out? They blurred out the face. Because they were trying to make it like an actual show.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well,
whose face did they blur out?
Like, so when he opens the door because he's pissed, made it like as if you're watching one of these shows where somebody goes crazy and the door opens and they didn't have a clearance on the person's face.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't sign NDA or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. The release wasn't signed. It, to me, like, those little things. I mean, Amy spoke to it how, like, they really want to make these shows be so wackadoodle over the top. So it was cool. But boy, that pissed him off. Chef Jeff was not his friend.
You saw a whole new side of Chef Jeff. I got got scared because I was like, ooh.
Yeah, but I said too good to be true.
I knew it was in there. See, I always said I was scared of him.
You guys, was that our last? Was that our last correspondence with Jeff of the season?
Yeah.
So we're left at like, we don't know what the hell's happening with his personal career.
Right. Okay. So do you think Dev was wrong? Because here it is. He asked Chef Jeff to join him on this venture. Chef Jeff, you know, makes this come through for him. Mm-hmm. And here it is. Yes, things got kind of hot. And Dev's like, peace, I'm out. I don't got your back anymore. Do you think that was kind of foul of him?
No, but I think it speaks to the way things go in social media.
And you have to worry about your brand. Mm.
That's exactly what Amy was talking about, where you have to choose the people that you're going to work with and the shows that you're going to work on and all of that.
It's like, so, I said, I'll work on anything. These guys, forget about it, but I'll work on anything.
I don't think we said that.
No, I just thought it was a little funny. He turned so quickly. Like, I mean, oh, but I guess he had spoken to the makeup artist, so she told him he had a first-hand account.
So I think there was a moral, you know, attachment to it as well. And he's always been the type that's, like, thrown things away. You know, he threw away... What did he throw away? Well, he didn't throw away anything, but he, like, left his, you know, acting career to go, you know, pursue whatever's in his heart, you know? Mm-hmm. So him letting go of something is not a problem. I wonder contractually, though, what's going to happen.
But right. I think it's the same thing. Like, Rachel opened up his eyes to say there's something more than New York. That's why she went to Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And so for him, he was like, yeah, you know what? She's right. Let me go do my own thing, too. Like, just... And that's the thing with Francesca is that it's reverse now, where it's someone's opening up... Dev's opening up Francesca's eyes to say there's something more than Modena.
I love when you could... When you're watching a project and you could see the inspiration that one person leaves with another, whether they're together or not, like La La Land. I was like, oh my god, I didn't know it was gonna end that way, but I still was like, I felt like, when you get touched by somebody, so
touched, how
touched
in every way that champagne says. Let's wrap up soon, and then because I know we have so much, I still want to talk to you guys about what you think about season 3 favorite episodes.
I do have a prediction,
but I just want to say something. Can we talk about that kiss with the glass in between? I was annoyed. I was like, why
the
are you playing?
The whole touching through the glass.
No, wait,
like,
annoyed?
But they eventually kissed.
But it was annoying, because I was like, stop playing games.
No, y'all been playing games for so long now. Just like, put your lips on each other's
lips.
Thank you. Come on.
Let's get to it here.
Okay, then my name should be Ronnie Romance, because I love every ounce of that.
No.
Every moment. Like, that is the foreplay I need. Like,
no.
I'm all
you
want
to kiss people through the glass and take months.
It just, well, then... I mean, it's not like I beat off or anything after I watched the episode, but the point is, like, I like, when she said, first of all, she sings him the song lyrics, romantic as all hell, and yes, she's a little naive, and yes, we have decided that she's kind of like the baby in this situation, she's not being a womaning up, but... It still was so cute, you guys. None of you were pissed about it?
What I loved about it was the actual glass, because it was very authentic to New York apartments. I was like,
I
love the door itself. Exactly.
And that was a question, if we had more time with Amy, I wanted to ask her, like, wow, like, you know, you guys had the French doors
apartment.
In season one. Who knew that that was going to come
together? Yeah, it was beautiful. But I just was like, here we go again, Francesca, like, playing games, and Dev. But Dev kind of likes the games, too. And I just felt like, I was like, no, she's just really playing now.
See, it's bullshit. It's just like when two people are sitting there making a thing out of clay and everything. And Jade Melody's playing. It's bullshit. Nobody kisses through, like, glass. And
exactly. It was just,
could you imagine, I mean, just in general, everything, how it goes down in a movie, how it's so smooth, like, all the transactions to everything. It's not real life. But could you imagine even going about that? In real life?
No. I'd be like, first of all, I don't got time to be cleaning this
side of the door. What would you do if someone said to you, go on the other side of the door? I'd be like,
I would do it. I would know. I would be like, we're going to have an amazing night tonight.
In fact,
we're going to stay in for 3 nights, and we're going to get Denny's on demand, and we're going to get a 60-day Hulu trial, baby.
Oh, so you wouldn't be putting your lips on this glass. You're going to be cleaning this glass,
and that's
too,
okay.
Right?
We're going to clean it, too. That's okay.
No.
You guys, I thought it was great. And so
they kiss the glass, and it's like, oh, it tastes like Windex.
Right?
Okay, it's not an SNL sketch.
You haven't cleaned these windows in a while.
Oh my god, so I thought you guys all were going to think it was romantic too, but I did not know I'd be the only one.
Yeah.
How funny.
But you know what? Maybe in that that situation, maybe the reason why why we think it's cheesy or gross or disgusting is maybe we'd have a different take on it if they ended up together. or if like things happen.
Well, before we get to the together part, I love. Sorry to cut off, but like I love that Arnold. We got to see Arnold one more time. I almost kind of wanted Dev to also have another scene with his father, just because we've grown to like that. But it does go to show your friends are your favorite people to.
Yeah.
Not taken away from the parents, but your favorite people to interact with, and Arnold just. Funny all season, but delivered the you know, the pivotal nuggets of like, well, did you see it going anywhere? Like, what was going to happen? The incredible amount of pressure.
He was like, let's keep it real, Cap. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Which I really appreciated, because sometimes you need your friends to shake you into like.
Yeah, but he could have done that way beforehand.
No, but before, but it's conflictual when you want your friend to have what they want.
Mm.
So like, he could have, but then when what would happen? He would have been a dick to Dev. Like, Dev would have been kind of pissy. Like. He could have, but you kind of support your friends even in their bad decisions for a while. It was tricky.
Until it gets to be too much.
What was really cool is how he mentions, you know, what you don't want to do is, you know, go look at all the photos and revisit all the memories. And so he watches a silly movie. But then she ends up looking at the video. So I was like, oh, shit. That was the first time I was like, oh, she definitely likes him.
And then she
felt
like she was sneaking, because when Pino came in, it wasn't something that she could just show him. Oh, like, I'm just watching this. It was like, you know, she knew she was doing something wrong because she was being shady.
You know, I was hurt for Dev with the whole thing. But I found a lot of... calm in the sense that it was so clear in my head that they weren't meant to be together.
For now. Mm. But we'll get to predictions.
Like, at this point in time.
Well, the funny thing is when it ended and he says, well, you know, are you coming with me or whatever the case, and we see the last scene of the entire series, the second season.
Which was a shock to me.
I like, literally was like, wow, this whole show has been about Dev, and in one nutshell of a moment, it became about this confused girl. Like, that's how I was left with it. I was like, oh my God, we went through his lens, but we allowed to see this confused girl in his bed. Like, that's kind of what we got
out
of it.
So do you guys think that they end up together? Because I was confused. I was like, okay, so what does this mean? She's staying in New York, obviously.
Well, we don't know that.
Okay. Oh, so you guys want to think what's going to happen? Or, yeah. or what would you like to happen?
I guess. You tell me. Like, okay, I think...
Did the Rachel appearance get anybody? Did, like...
Rachel, it shows you... in a city of how many millions of people, you can still run into that one person you dated, which the world is, you know, 60 degrees of separation, and the world is so small. And especially, it also speaks to putting that energy out there, because here it is, he was in this, you know, difficult time with his relationship with Francesca, and he sees his ex. So I thought that was really funny. But to me, she seemed kind of like cold and distant, or did you think...
No, she's just being, I mean, they hadn't seen each other while, hadn't talked a lot, because he cut it off.
Yeah.
He cut it off, so they probably haven't seen each other for a long time. So she's at least being nice, trying to catch up with him. He's going through an emotional thing and just like, oh, things are good, you know, and he's putting his face on. So
why do you think the friend summonsed her so quickly?
Because she was like, girl, I know who this is. Come on, we gotta go.
Yeah.
So that's how I think
And it's cold outside.
But that makes me lead believing in my head that they've had the conversation and she still really wants to be with Dev, maybe.
I did see she would have stayed and had the conversation longer had her friend not called her. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's probably complaining. Oh, sorry.
I get that, but I don't think it meant anything significant, like, oh, they're definitely getting back together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think it was like a reminder too for the audience and for Dev of like the relationship you fully experienced and the relationship you fantasized.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, your real relationship and your fake relationship.
Like, you're upset out here about a fake relationship, but you actually had a real one that led you to Italy in the first place. Maybe that's what you're not over.
What do you guys think about it not phasing him at all? He literally gave it no attention.
Well, because he's not really...
He's still in the Francesca.
Yeah, he's still thinking about Francesca.
Yeah, but if you do see somebody like that, you still would...
Think about it, because he already done had Rachel. That's old news. Mm-hmm. He's here looking at Francesca, who he still like wants. You know,
but I would have thought like still something would have triggered up. Like, I don't know. I just
no, because also Rachel represents a failed love. You know, something that didn't work out. Where Francesca is still like, he could be hopeful.
So then,
okay,
then you ask what I kind of want to happen in the future. Yeah. I sort of hope that ignited his like. You know what? This Francesca thing was never the right situation. I chased it, and really, that's who I should have chased. And so, like, maybe he at least... So, am I the only one that thinks he should maybe, like, attempt to go see Rachel?
Nope. No.
Or even, like, Oh,
no,
wow.
Let it go.
Life
is
a devolution. You guys sound like my romance or
Taurus
my Rachel.
Taurus cycle. Just move on.
You know, my mom always says, move forward, never backwards.
There's a reason that ended. And unless it's changing, I feel like he needs to move forward. I feel like he's in so many places right now that he doesn't need to be in. He was heading somewhere good in his career. He'd taken time off to spend some time on his own. And he was kind of heading in this great direction where he was finally doing something he wanted to do. And I just feel like he needs the relationship part to catch up, and he needs to stop getting caught up in these things. Like,
oh,
these
no.
Wait a minute.
I figured
Dev ended up the same place that he did in the end of season one. Jobless, and he ain't got no woman.
But you know what? He wasn't certain about those two things again. Like, right. I think he needs to just, like, take a step up
I am
and
afraid
just own it.
Because these feel like real people, in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm afraid what's going to happen is... So Francesca's, we're going to rule it as a nice thing, but, you know, it's not going to work, right?
Yeah.
But I'm afraid, like, he's going to accidentally get her pregnant or something. Ooh. And we're going to go into a complicated 30.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, no, no. You know what? This is how you evolve. This is how you evolve as a human.
This is
how you evolve as a human. They explored it in season two. This is how season three should go. He actually should date someone of his own race. So they start talking about the cultural issues. And then the parents come in. And it's just like, because the parents, I know, are pro. Like, if you go home and you're Asian and you say, like, you know, I'm dating a Korean girl. Mm-hmm. My parents are ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so, you know, then that conversation, okay. All those conversations are going to come in. Whereas if I say, like, oh, I'm dating this or I'm dating that, then it's like, okay, cool. You know, but people, at least my parents are open-minded. But that is an area of exploring for Master. Because, like, so far, he's only really chased, he's dated a bunch of different girls, but he's only chased two white girls. So in order for a guy like that character to evolve, he either needs to date someone of his culture.
So you want him with the lawyer girl again?
Not Priya, but I think that makes a good storyline for season three. He doesn't have to end up with someone of his own culture, but let us see.
I think that's interesting you say that because remember how Chef Jeff said, it's funny how you went to Italy and explored their culture, but you haven't been to India and explored theirs.
See? Oh, and then he talks with, was it Rachel or Rachel's grandma about, oh, it was Rachel. When you go to India, what do you actually do with your grandmother? Mm. I sat there and watched Dexter. So you're right. And then that's what kind of happens in the show. There's these little things that happen that create, like, an epiphany for him. So
I mean, can you imagine a show where I would go to my mom and I would say, hey, mom, she makes a better Yukgaejang than you. My mom would be pissed. And that'd be good for a great episode. She'd like, I don't like her.
Guys have any other ideas or predictions you'd want for the future? Because before we do go, I really would, because I love the series, I would love to know what your guys' standout, like, portions of the seasons were. Because... I mean, there was some really good shit that happened.
This ending, I didn't know. It left me confused because I was like, okay, so she's in New York. Did she leave Pino? Are they together now? I've got Blue Cupcake on my hands. But it just left me, like, it was a good cliffhanger. I was kind of mad because I was like, I wanted her to go so Dev could continue to move on with his life. Yes. But here it is that she done plopped her behind down in his bed again. And did they have sexy time? Like, what happened? Like, is that how she's staying? She was like, well, I'm going to work it out. And you're gonna make me stay? Is she living there rent free? He ain't had no job. Like, both of them are jobless now. Like, what's going on?
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna see. They're gonna get pregnant, and then they're gonna.
I have a weird prediction, but I think that, and this is also because of an article that I read about Master of None. I think that there's going to be travel involved in the next one again, and he's going to learn something else, whether that's India or the article specifically spoke about Japan and his interest in always going there as well for the culture and the cuisine. I think that that might happen again.
Interesting.
Right. Oh, what I want? I guess a new. I don't know. Maybe, like, get rid of the love thought process at the very beginning, so he could kind of fully complete his own visions and goals, and really start focusing on, like, what is going to make me happy. I don't know that it. Yes, he should travel to visit. I don't think it's going to be smart for him to do another pack up and go. Like, okay. I feel like there's not because of the Eat, Pray, Love comedy made, but I feel like there's a time that we could just run away a bunch. Now it's like, no, you're in
New York. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, like, go to India or whatever, but, like, you're in New York. You gotta water the grass, though, you know, in order for it to grow. So I think we need
to. You want him to plant some roots.
I really want him to, like, get through his shit.
Get
I don't
more
want him,
serious.
Like, going to India to be away and, like, maybe be there. I don't know. Maybe I'll stay in Modena. I don't know. Like,
so you don't want him running away from his
I think it's time to stop doing that. Okay. Yeah.
Or even just exploring a different career, maybe, and actually trying to be a chef.
in New York. He has not tried that. We're wrapping up, guys. Favorite, I mean, anything that really stood out that you want to talk about? I wholeheartedly thought the old people episode was good. I thought the parents episode was good. I thought the religion episode was good. I mean, I guess I could watch the Thanksgiving episode so many times, because as we talked about, the nuance, experience and textures and layers of coming out, fantastic. So, yeah.
No, I'm just hungry every time I watch that show.
It's true. It's really...
Yeah, I loved Thanksgiving. I also loved seeing Brian's dad and with his relationships, because, you know, that was interesting. And there was that twist of the other woman that he was dating. Also, the episode where we didn't see any of the main characters, I Love New York. I thought that was great. I just love the risk that the show takes and how they do stay on trend. Well, not on trend, but like up to date with what's going on currently. And if there's a way Chef Jeff can come back, ooh, I'd appreciate that.
Guest stars. You know which guest star I want in this? Only because I got to refer. We always say we liked How to Make It in America. I think Martha Plimpton, who played the boss of Rachel, that Rachel. I think if he goes to a new job and kind of starts to plant the seed and is a new booty, you know, he's like new at whatever he's doing. Mm-hmm. So he's very vulnerable now. Mm-hmm. I think his boss should be her, and she should, because she has like that rough,
she's a great personality.
Yeah, I think a Martha Plimpton would be somebody that's rough and rude kind of to him, but also like really makes him go from his 33-year-oldness to his 35-year-oldness.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Wow, damn, it's over. Okay. Social, go. So hi, happy birthday, sweetie.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been great with you guys. I appreciate it. And here's to another season. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, sometimes on Snapchat at Say Hi Sahai.
And you guys can find me here, not anymore, but I do Better Call Saul, 2 more episodes, and you can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G. I almost have 10 followers on Instagram.
Yay, Ricky!
And I'm at Paige Kelly Bach on Instagram and Twitter, and not Snapchat. I don't do it.
I don't do Snapchat either. What a great experience. This has been a great panel. My name is Randomly Ronnie Jr. My social media is at RandomlyRJ. I don't really tweet that much, but I do love my website, so randomlyronniejr.com, although I got to fix it too. But we loved Master
Guys,
of Nine.
Guys, raise
and
your cupcakes.
Yes, the characters were so fantastic. And oh, cupcakes. Yeah. I was with my drink. Excuse me. Thank you. Oh, we'll say the word. We'll say the big word. Allora!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.